not opening your wallet to help him,
you'll never close it. Am I right, Hannah? Hannah felt three pairs of eyes staring at her. What did Tanya expect her to say? She'd never been faced with that dilemma. I suppose you're right, even though I never had to take care of a man. My late husband was a career naval officer, and my son knew early on that he wanted to be a pilot. After graduating from the Air Force Academy, he became a test pilot and now flies commercial jets. Lucky you, Jasmine said. But that's not going to solve Nydia's problem. Tanya took a long swallow of her Bellini, and then quickly wiped out the omelet pan with a damp cloth. Nydia wouldn't have a problem if she just took care of herself and not a grown-ass man. Where's he living now? Nydia ran a hand over dark brown curls. Her large hazel eyes, in an alizarin brown complexion, were filled with indecision. He's living with his sister. I suppose I'm anticipating something that probably won't happen at all. I believe you're deluding yourself, Hannah stated in a quiet tone. The fact you mention having it out with your boyfriend means you've had arguments about this in the past. Listen to the voice of wisdom, Tanya stated confidently. Hannah and I have lived long enough not to steer you wrong. Thankfully, I don't have that problem because thanks to Hannah, I was able to get my fair share from my ex for what had been our business, Jasmine announced proudly. She speared a forkful of omelet and then popped it into her mouth. A slight frown furrowed Nydia's forehead. You didn't tell me you were Hannah's client. Hannah gave Jasmine a disapproving glance. Jasmine had sought her out for legal advice, and she'd been forthcoming when advising her what she could do to get a share of the import-export business the former interior decorator had established prior to marrying. Hannah had also cautioned Jasmine not to tell anyone about their meetings, but now it was of no consequence because she doubted whether she would see her coworkers again after today. I wasn't, but she did steer me in the right direction because I suspected my attorney was being paid off by my ex, Jasmine explained. A smile tilted the corners of her generous mouth. She became my guardian angel when I was at a low point in my life. Nydia applauded. Talk about sisterhood. Jasmine shook her head, frowning slightly. Sisterhood aside, now I have to think about what I want to do next. What business did you have with your ex? Tanya asked Jasmine. Jasmine reached for her flute and took a sip of the champagne infused with orange juice. We bought and sold Asian artifacts. I was an interior decorator in a former life. I met Raymond Rios during a trip to the Philippines when I went there to buy several pieces for a client. We dated long distance for a year before we married. Hannah drained her cocktail, her eyes measuring each woman seated at the breakfast bar. They all had options because of their ages. Nydia was in her early 30s, Jasmine in her 40s, and Tanya had recently celebrated the Big 5-0, while she would celebrate her 59th birthday before the end of the year. Even with a law degree, she still would have a problem securing a position with a salary matching what she'd earned at Wakefield Hamilton, and she didn't want to go online searching for companies or firms looking for someone with her experience. How long were you married? Nydia asked Jasmine. 12 years. And before anyone asks, we never had children. At least not together. What I didn't know was that my dog of an ex had an affair with another woman. After he became a baby daddy, and unbeknownst to me, he had a vasectomy, so that ruined my chance of having a child with him. Jasmine downed her drink. I think that's enough true confessions for one day. Tanya shook her head. Don't worry, Jasmine, he'll get his. A sardonic smile flittered over Jasmine's features. He got his when I got the condo, the car, and when I sold the business, he walked away with only 10% instead of half. He eventually moved in with his side chick. She lives in public housing in Brooklyn with 3 badass kids, all from different daddies. Nydia applauded loudly and then raised her flute in a salute. I've always said Karma is a bitch. Hannah laughed, touching her empty flute to the others. Jasmine had